Hello guys, and welcome to Billy's Broadcast, a podcast about life, surviving your 20s, and whatever the chaos I want to discuss. So thank you so much for tuning in to my first episode. It's my birthday today, and this has been a long time coming. Yanni, I'm feeling wise, okay? I'm feeling like now mimi niwahenga. I constitute in my 20 years of life to be described as mhenga. But, you know, right now I'm feeling like wise enough. I think I've experienced enough to just like give you guys my two cents and have a discussion, you know? And I know a lot of the stuff I'm gonna say people are gonna be depressed about, but it is what it is. So let's discuss. Let's look at number one. Let's begin with platonic relationships. Now, I think I saw this in a tweet a few weeks back that said, how many of you have had friendships longer than 5+ years, you know? And I feel that people judging the quality of friendships off of the duration is actually ridiculous, because how many of us have had friends that we've known since childhood and right now they are the biggest snakes? I just had to let this sit in the air for a while. So, you know, I feel that duration doesn't really qualify the quality of a friendship. And, you know, you guys can go and argue with your cats, but I generally think that friendship should honestly and truly be judged by the content of someone's character. Now, that's just in a platonic sense. Like, let's dive deeper into this conversation. One thing that I have been not struggling with necessarily, but one thing I'm really interested to have a conversation about with you guys is if boys and girls can just be platonic friends. Because in my own personal experience, I've been in situations where I've made really good friends who are of the opposite gender, and I'm so close to them, you know, and we are really friends. But it gets to a point where the script, it flips. Okay, and then gafla bingo, somebody is telling you they like you, or etc. I don't know who that falls on. Is it the girl's fault? Is it the guy's fault? Like, I genuinely feel like if a guy and a girl are friends and they know that they're in a friendship that can only be friendship, yani, there's just, you just know. But kuna watu wana game, there are people with a game, so I can't even blame you for that. But this is something I actually want to have, like, people on here discuss with me, because I need to know, you know? And, in my, like, as I said, my personal experience, that somebody has really flipped the script like that, you know? All of a sudden, you're friends with someone for 2 years, and then wanakuambia, I really like you, and I know you like me too. And I'm like, huh? Excuse me, who brought you propaganda? But it is what it is. So, in full honesty, for a lot of girls and even guys, it becomes traumatizing. I want to use the word traumatizing, because then you become so skeptical of the relations you have with other people, because you keep on thinking back to that one instance, you know? And what I learned so far is that, honestly, yes, boys and girls can be friends, even best friends with each other, but just the same way you have some same-sex friends. Like, see your friend's character and values. Do they align with yours? Like, you know, sometimes, like, friends are human beings. They do shady things once or twice. And of course, you're like, I tricky, but then at the end of the day, you're like, okay, fine. They're human, they fuck up. But these those friends who you interact with, and on multiple times, when you're planning things with them, they sneak you, and then they try to make it look like it's your fault, I'm Amara, you know? You go out with them, and then they make you pay for stuff. You know, like, sometimes we as adults, now, oh my God, I can't say teenagers, we as adults, we need to be aware of the people we surround ourselves with, and, you know, watch your back, basically. And the friends who are true to you, you just know. There's something I like saying, like, the friends you have, you are so tied to them, like, you're connected to them in some sort of way. So, like, if something is off, you'll always know, and your gut knows everything. So as a new 20-year-old, the moral is, you be the best friend you can be to every single one of your friends. And you can't force friendships. Listen, how is it force here, okay, true? You cannot force it, okay? That's one thing you can't do. And if it's not working, it's not meant to be. And you're enough as a friend, man. Just calm down, right? So let's just learn each other's love languages. let's learn each other's love languages, and whatever happens after that is up to life and karma, period. Like, mpendane and you enjoy your life, you know. So that's my take on platonic relationships. And in my opinion, a lot from your daily interactions with your friends can actually determine how successful your romantic relationships will be. I have experienced this, honestly, and if you guys want to hear me talk about this one, it's giving very much tea, I swear, but, like, just let me know if you want me to talk about non-platonic relationships. The second thing I want to talk about is expectations. I was talking to one of my close friends, and I was telling him that I felt like 19 is such a terrible, useless age, and he was arguing with me that 17 was a useless age because, like, you can't even really do anything. I just turned 20, and I know this is the basis of this whole episode. I just turned 20, and I'm like, I'm old. Like, so he broke it down to me. He was like, now, when you're 13, it's like your first year of teenagehood. When you're 14, you get to know who you are. You know, 16, sweet 16, all that. And then 17, like, what? You're not an adult. You're not a child anymore. But in my opinion, turning 20, like, from turning from 19 to 20 has the same energy as turning from 14 to 15. Like, okay, and you know what I mean? And in full honesty, I live in a two African parent household, okay? So my own experience is very specific and it's very Kenyan. So you think you're grown at 16 until you're told, not until you're 18, I love how you turn 18, you're told, not under my roof. Yanni, I can't. I know so many of my peers have this same exact experience, you know? But then all of a sudden you turn, like, you move from 17, unapatiwa kafi ya 5:30, and then you turn 18 and you're being told to go to town and go to Huduma Center and get an ID, and you're like, how did we, when did this happen, you know? But after having this conversation with my mom, I actually realized that parents also have such a tough time separating their baby from the adult that they have in their house, you know. That's why for some of us, including me, when you start doing adult things, like, you know, going out at night or drinking with your friends, your parents are like, what the heck are you doing in my house? Because they're having a tough time separating this baby that they breastfed to this adult atianakuja nyumbani who's drunk already, you know what I mean? So parents also have a tough time during that period. So I think we should just segue into that, knowing, like, if you're listening to this and you're not 20 yet, always keep that in your mind. Your parents are always like, every year on your birthday, they have a mental breakdown. They're like, fuck, am I allowed to curse on this? Anyway, I'm just gonna keep it in. So now what I did in my case is, thankfully, I kind of moved out of my parents' house when I was around 17, because I went to live abroad in a boarding school. And, you know, my parents had to send me upkeep and stuff like that because I was away from home. So, you know, when you're away and you have, like, it's basically like salary coming in, like, you know how to arrange yourself and your plans and stuff like that. Loop your parents into having a specific date and amount that they're sending you stuff. It saves you tons. Don't do it on needs basis. Just know that on the 10th of every single month, I'm going to get this amount of money, period. And even when you're at home, because also for me, my biggest issues were when I came back home. So I was in school. They're sending me a regular amount of money. Now I'm back home. They don't need to be doing that anymore. So tunakaa hapo kwa sitting room, we're looking at each other. I'm like, I need money. And they're like, for what? You're here in the house the whole day. You eat. You sleep. What do you need money for? Say something. I need to get my nails done, eyebrows done. And you know, now that's actually a lovely segue into the next conversation I want to have. I really want to shout out my peers who are actually working and finding, like, innovative ways to be financially free from their parents, you know. That would be considered such a young age. I know, like, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds who have full-blown companies and businesses which are thriving, and they just had a small loan from their parents. Not like the 1 million loan, like, olipatiwa to 10k and they worked, and they've doubled and tripled and quadrupled it, you know? I love seeing y'all eating. I think it just comes to show that millennials and Gen Zs are so forward-thinking and so forward-minded. And in this capitalist economy, in this world, like, honestly, secure the bag if you can. Period. You know? But I'm digressing. For us in our 20s, for a lot of the time, in terms of expectations, we see our peers shining. Others are doing student PhDs. Some have successful businesses. And on the other hand, some of us may feel like we're not doing much with our time. Listen, I'm literally at home speaking into this microphone. That's all I've done today, and drink water. Period. You know, and I know some people need to hear this from someone else, but literally, success has no age limit. There's no quota. There's no, you know, there's no like limit or like level of success. The sky is the limit. Space, not even the sky, space, the universe. Just do your thing. And also, education doesn't have an age limit. You know, don't close yourself off from being ambitious. It requires meticulous planning, obviously. But please, let's lose this mental precondition that how successful you are is greater or less given your age, you know? Like, someone would be out there, like, thinking, how do you have a 40-year-old in an undergraduate class and a 16-year-old in a PhD class? I'm like, yeah, okay, but has your life changed? Like, you're just here being Twitter fingers and your life hasn't changed. Anyway, let's give merit where merit is due. But for God's sake, let us not bash each other. And in these times, like in the 21st century, we are also obsessed with commenting on each other's personal lives and lifestyles. My tutor from back in high school had given me some advice. She had said that if you're not commenting to assist, then just shut up. Well, that's a different story as to why she told me that. But like, deadass, taking that to the T. If you are not commenting to assist someone, then just shut up. Okay, and don't go assisting in an arrogant way. Like, read the room, child. You know what I mean? So once again, as a new 20-year-old, my takeaway from, I want to call it the issue, from the issue of expectations associated with age and growing up, they're very subjective to each individual, you know? But, child, move at your own pace. And honestly, it's hard seated there seeing all the successful, and I want to put successful in quotes because once again, it's subjective. This is for all my 20 and 20 plus year olds. Dear 20 plus year old out there, do not diminish your success because you're so preoccupied with others. Period. There's no need for you to do that. Like, just do your thing, vibe out, and enjoy life. Yanny, what? The average life expectancy is, what, 70 years? You have, like, given the lifestyle today, you have, like, 10 more years added to that. So just relax. Relax. Calm down. Okay? On that note, as a new 10-year-old, my takeaway. What am I saying? And that's episode 1. Entitled Not the Roaring 20s. So far, my 20s haven't been roaring. And I made this just so you know. I just wanted to tell all other 20 and 20 plus year olds out there that this thing isn't easy. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be uploading for now, let's say once a week or so, maybe. If there's anything more you guys want me to talk about, I probably will be setting up like polls, like POLLS, or you can just, you know, slide in the DMs. My Twitter is Billy Ocean with 2 N's at the end, and my Instagram is the same, Billy Ocean with 2 N's at the end, because I'm extra. Yeah, not Ocean, it's Ocean. And thank you so much for tuning in to Billy's Broadcast, a podcast about life, surviving your 20s, and any other chaos I want to talk about. Bye. Side by side, yes, I told her that the future bright, yes, depending on how you